Alei Shuru Chelek Aleph Shin Yud Beis, the third chapter, paragraph Yud Tes. Hadeira hu zacha l'ashgacha peratis midas ha-geula b'derech nesigle. That generation, Dor Dea, achieved the silver hashgacha peratis, the aspect of redemption, openly in a revealed type of way through miraculous means. But oyisah hashgacha peratis, the very same level of divine providence, oyisah midas ha-geula, the same level of redemption, po'elis gam b'derech nes nistar, also acts in a concealed way. Lachen yesh lenu leha'atik esma shelamadu mehanaga nisiyis lispas hanaga nisteis. What we need to do is to transcribe what we learn from that generation, from the miraculous approach, to the language of the more concealed approach. It's a type of translation, essentially, from one language to another, or transcribing music from one scale to another. It's just to take those points that are relevant in a revealed, miraculous fashion and transform them into the language of the concealed hanhaga. Share, as the Ramban puts it, min hanisim hagedolim ha-meforsamim, from those great and famous miracles, Adam Mwedeba Nisim Anistarim, the point of them is for the individual to then recognize the hidden miracles. Shehem Yesod Kala Torah Kula, which are really the foundation of the Torah. She'ein le'adam chelek b'siras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person does not have a share in the Torah of Moshe, ad she'namin b'chol devarinu mikenish kolam nisim, until such time as we come to recognize that everything that happens in the ordinary, mundane, day-to-day life is really miraculous too. Ein behem teva u'minagoy shel olam. Paragraph Chaf. Kol asher b'shem Yisrael yichune, ha'ashgacha peratis manhiga oisei. Anyone who can be called Yisrael, anyone who fits into that category, is led by ha'ashgacha peratis. Le'akim me'afar dal le'harim ha'ishpeis v'yoin le'hoyishivoyim nedevim nedevei amoy. The author here is paraphrasing the words of Hallel, and we said before that this is really the project and the objective of Ashgacha, to raise the impoverished from the dust, to elevate, to exalt. Sheyeh nig'al mikol she'abud nafshi lachomer veguf ulukuchei sarah, to redeem the individual from psychological, emotional submission to physical nature, to the forces of evil. Yesh u'min ha-shamayim bo'icharim bo'i. Sometimes it happens that from Shamayim they choose this individual ke'Avraham Avinu. V'alav lekarev es atzmoi k'mo yisoi. So sometimes Avraham Avinu, that's the type of person who's chosen. Yesh u'min ha-shamayim mekarvim o yisoi. Sometimes from Shamayim they draw a person near ke'Yisroi chesed Moshe, like Yisro, the father of Moshe. Ach eskula maniga ashgacha b'shlosh esan ha-goyis. But what's common is the common denominator is the three modes of providence that we've discussed that applied to the generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisayoin, Neis, Din. Challenges, trials, Nisim, and judgment. Paragraph Chaf Aleph. Derech ha-geula ha-pesucha la-koil hi ha-Torah v'mitzvah. The path of redemption, which is fully accessible to anyone, is that of Torah and Mitzvah. Hadavuk ba, one who cleaves to that path, loyrak shatorah merimam toy. It's not just that the Torah elevates him, ela shekol sheikanes yoiser leTorah leMitzvos. It's that the more a person immerses himself in that, yoiser hu zocheh lesiyata dishmaya, the more he earns divine assistance, shehashgachah ha'eliyona manhigatu beyeser oiz, to be the beneficiary of more intense providence, more immediate, more intimate. Hu asher omrim be'ezras, ha'tefila medaberes al ikarei ha'ashgacha, that paragraph. And the author characterizes as a tefila that speaks about the fundamentals of providence. Ashrei ish sheishma le'mitzvoisecha, fortunate such an individual who obeys, who hears your mitzvois, ve'serascha udvarecha yasim al liboy, and places your words upon his heart. Ashrav, he is fortunate, ki al yedei devekuiso ba mitzvois, through the attachment to mitzvois, hu mamshich al atzmo hashgachat peratis, he draws upon himself, as we said before, a more intense, more immediate divine providence. Shetasim ene alav leteva, that cares for him and guides him. Uva Rambam, the Rambam writes as follows in Chos Teshuvah, Umahu ze shama David. What is the meaning of this pasuk in Tehillim? Tov v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is good and just and upright. Al ken yorech hato'im baderech yadrech hanavim v'goymer. Therefore, he guides the chato'im. It means ze sheshalach nevi'im lahim. He sent them prophets. Moide'im darkei Hashem u'machazirin oisan bis shuvah. To teach them the paths of Hashem and to bring them back into shuvah. Ve'oid shenasan mehem koach lilmod u'lavin. He gave individuals the ability to understand, to learn. Shemida zoi bechol adam. Shekol zman shu nimshach medakei chuchma v'tzedek misavelen v'roidef osam. This is the nature of people, that a person who begins to become attracted to the paths of wisdom and justice then finds himself more attracted to them. It's a virtuous cycle. V'hu ma she'amru razal, it's what Chazal mean when they say bali toher mesayin oisoy. A person who wants to come nearer receives siyata shmaya, kloma yimtza atzmo ne'ezar al hadavar. He'll find himself assisted in this issue. Yesod Geula, says the author, the foundation of Geula is lihiyos ba litahir, to want to be nigal. Nimshach medakei chokhma, as the Rambam puts it, to be drawn in the paths of wisdom, misavelen v'reidef osam, to pursue them. Uvaze motze adam es atzmoi ne'ezar al Geula, semikol tzadik. The person will then find himself assisted in terms of his Geula. Zoi hamadrega harishena beba litahir, that's the first level of Balita Hamura Klapea Tera, which is said in the context of Tera. We said that's the path which is open and accessible to everyone, Tera and Mitzvah. Paragraph Chav Beis. Haloimed lehazin lisfas ashgacha. A person who trains himself to understand and to perceive the language of Hashgacha. It takes effort. But such a person, yimtza, he will find shimedaberes elav besefa verura vishira. You'll find that Ashgacha speaks to him clearly, directly. You will hear the words of Ashgacha in his heart and in all events of his life. Hasa in his heart, says the Midrash, Ki ani hichbadti es liboy, speaking about Paroi, I made his heart heavy. Omar b'yechanan mikan pischoin pelaminim. Here, there's a claim to be made by the heretics. They can claim, you see from here, that Paroi was not in a position to do tshuva. Hashem says, I made his heart heavy. Omar lo Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish retorted, Yisoseim pihem shel Reshaim. No, the Reshaim have no claim to make. Elohim la leitzim uyelitzi. Quotes this pasuk, which indicates that Hashem responds in kind. Shakadosh Baruch Hu masrei bo ba'adam b'fam rishona shnia shlishi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu warns the person first time, second time, third time. Ve'eino chozer bo, if he doesn't change his ways, v'hu no'el liboy min ha'teshuva, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu prevents him from doing teshuva, kedei lifua mimenu ma shechata, in order for the person to live with the consequences of what he did. There's a chance, second, third time, and then no'el liboy min ha'teshuva. Says the author, Hadavarim amurim b'chol adam. This is applicable to every individual. Ve'lo'i b'faroi levad. It's not only for Pharaoh. Ve'omar Resh Lakish shakadosh b'hu maseh b'chol adam. Resh Lakish's point is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu warns the person. Hasra'ah. He warns every individual. Once, twice. Ketzad adam shemeh hasra'ah zei. How is a person to hear this warning? Hu hanikar b'fiyah b'yos matzpon. It's what people call the conscience. Koilah shel hashgacha. It's the voice of hashgacha. Interesting definition. The conscience is the voice of divine providence. In brackets, al derech zoi tiken Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Nishmaso Eden ikar limud ha-musa b'motzei Shabbos. It's in this vein that Rabbi Yisrael instituted that the essence, the main learning of Musa take place on motzei Shabbos, ki b'motzei Shabbos baskol yoitzeis, as Chazal tell us, on motzei Shabbos is the divine voice that issues, shuvu resha'im lishoila, resha'im, return now after your after Shabbos, return to She'ol, ve'lo yitachen shel igah baskol zoi bilvavo shel adam achay l'rabbis shuva. And therefore, that reverberating voice must have an effect on a person to bring him to tshuva. Similarly, b'chol yom b'skol yotzes b'har choyrev, every day there's a voice that issues from Har Sinai, oy lahim labirigos me'el boinah shel teira. Meva'er, Rav Dessler, Nishmas Eden, sheberega shel chartal bitul terasoi. When a person feels remorse for bitul teira, adam shemeh b'skol zoi, it's indication that he's heard this b'skol. These are all examples of how we hear these warnings. Chazal are giving us illustrations. A person hears, feels remorse for having wasted time and not used it for Torah. He's hearing the voice of the Ashkacha. Similarly, Mem Yoim Kodem Yitziras Havalad, Baskol Yotzes V'Omeres Bas Piloni Lifnoini. Famous statement of Chazal, 40 days before the fetus is formed, the voice says, so-and-so, Mary, so-and-so, Shomati B'Shem Chazon Ish, Nishmasa Eden, says the author, I heard in the name of the Chazon Ish, Shebegeshes Adam Leshiduch, when a person is in the parsha of Shiduchim, Veliboy Notelichiyu, when he feels a tendency towards the Shiduch, he feels positive about this particular suggestion, Zoishmi Asachos, he's hearing. So we have three examples over here of hearing the Hashkacha. The Hashkacha speaks to us, and these are three illustrations from Chazal of how we hear the voice of the Hashkacha. V'divrei Reish Lakish kan me'avim bi'ur l'shitasa nifla'a b'gemara. The words of Reish Lakish over here, when he said his words to Rabbi Yechanan, they are an illustration of his statement elsewhere in the Gemara. Ma'i d'chsiv im l'alitzim hu yalitz v'l'anavim iten chin. It's the same pasuk. He asks, what is the meaning of this pasuk? Im l'alitzim hu yalitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the scoffers with scoffing v'l'anavim iten chin. The meaning is Boli Taher Meseinose, a person's Boli Taher will receive divine assistance, Boli Tamei Poisechin Loi. Mao Hasi, what is the assistance? Hakadosh Uma Sedam. A person gets warnings. He hears these sounds emanating from the Hashgacha. He hears these warnings. Veleitz, Eino Shema Bekol Asasa Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Leitz doesn't hear these warnings, doesn't hear the guidance. Eino Shema Leshenach Shel Hashgacha. He does not train himself to hear the language, the words of Hashgacha. Kan omadu ala madriga hasheniya bevaliter. This is the second level of baliter amura klepe Hashgacha in the context of Hashgacha. Paragraph Chaf Gimel. Ein shum mikre b'olamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no coincidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Kol me'ira ba bedikduk atzum. Every event happens with infinite precision. The Rambam in Hilchos Ta'aniyot is a famous statement. Aval im lo yizaku velo yariu al kol tzara shetavoy. If the community does not cry out in the event of a calamity, elo yomru davar ze b'minhag ha'olam yira lanu. They brush it off by saying, well, this is minhag ha'olam. There's a war, or there's a famine, or there's a drought, or there's an earthquake, and these things happen. V'tzara zoi nikonikas lanu, harei zo derech achzarius. If they don't take the necessary steps, if they don't convene meetings to daven, to call out to Hashem when these unfortunate events happen, the Rambam says it's derech achzarius. We normally translate achzarius as cruelty. The author takes it literally. Those who brush off these events are alienated. Zar, who chai b'olam asa, he lives in a cruel, indifferent world. Because the language of divine providence is in fact an alien language. You might as well be living in China or Greece. He doesn't understand this language, and therefore is achzar. It is really alien to him. It's foreign to him. Life is a constant dialogue between divine providence and the individual. Ha'adam ha'yoydeh le'azin la'ashgacha, a person who does know how to hear the language of Hashgacha, mo'itzeh atzmoy b'olam shel yedidus. He finds himself in a world of friendliness, the opposite of the achzar. He's no longer alienated, it's no longer strange and foreign. On the contrary, it's yodid, it's friendliness, it's closeness. The Hashgacha is speaking to us and guiding us. Paragraph Chavdalid. Hoirim u'moirim, Mishtadlim lechashel es habanim lekas melechemes ha'im. We find parents, teachers who try to strengthen their children and prepare them for the war of life, for the struggle for existence, we would say in English. Ezumilat rifa umeshoketzes. What a revolting, abominable expression, this struggle for existence. Yerushaso aluva shel Darwin, Darwin's wretched heritage. Shechadera lesoch beisam shel Yirei Hashem, which unfortunately has penetrated into the homes of Yirei Hashem. In Hashem's world, there's no struggle for existence and a constant war. What there is a world of closeness and intimacy and providence that guides individuals and provides people with their needs. As Chazal teaches, nobody can impinge on anybody else. Whatever a person is getting, he's getting. And this concept of struggling and nature, red in tooth and claw, and fighting and undermining everyone, and the approach of take no prisoners and being completely callous, all of that is totally foreign to the world of the Torah, the world of Chazal. Ein malchus degas b'chaveretach kimlonim. A person cannot deprive another person of anything. Ilu hayu melamdim esabanim. If these parents and teachers instead taught their children to do indeed, to fulfill the obligations of hishtadlus, and at the same time to cast the burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would then introduce their children into this friendly world, intimate world, for the rest of their lives. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Akiv halev mikoil, the heart is most distorted, most twisted on anything. Ve'anushu, mi yidoinu. So Rashi claims ve'anush leshon choilit, connotes, the word anush connotes illness. Ve'choliyahu zeh. And the illness is this. Mi yodanu, that's the end of the pasuk. Hu savur mi yodanu. The person says, well, who knows, who cares about my life? I'm so insignificant. No, ani Hashem choikroi, the pasuk says. I, Hashem, is involved, and no, I'm aware, I'm completely involved in his life. Adkan.